see how it is.
I have strong feelings about it, so I'm going to make a good, I think I'm going to make a pretty good argument.
I doubt that.
By the end of this, all of you will be convinced of my opinion, like always.
False statement.
No.
I don't know.
I think it's 1-1 and 1...
No, I think that we fucked it all up and we have to switch.
Well, what I want to know is who was the winner of the crate of the podcast post and who...
It was Whataburger. My people
really
came
the
through.
Very last
yes,
one.
My people came through on the podcast. All right,
welcome to another episode of last the Gym Closet. We are arguing about the foodie segment that we will get into later.
It's not an argument.
It is a big argument because it makes no sense how we did it. And we're going to get into segments here a little later, but right now we are going to start this podcast off with a great interview from Jessica Kramer. She is a Survivor and a Susan G. Komen board member. So let's get right to that interview. Today, we would like to welcome a special guest in person in the Gym Closet, Jessica Kramer. She is a breast cancer survivor. She is on the board of Susan G. Komen, which everybody knows is our power partner for this season. So we're really excited to talk to her a little bit about what Susan G. Komen has going on. And the race that everybody should know about by now is October 27th. So if you haven't signed up, we have our team on our social media. So you can jump on Facebook, Team Crave Gym West Des Moines, and jump in for either the 9 a.m. run or the 9:30 walk, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, 9 o'clock is the run.
Awesome.
Yep.
And she is also on the Survivor Committee. So Jessica, welcome.
Thank you, Tyler, for having me.
Definitely. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Staying busy.
Is shining, so that's a plus.
So you've been doing a lot of promotion and stuff for the race. Tell us a little bit about your background with not only being a survivor, but since then your background and kind of your involvement with Susan G. Komen.
Sure. I have been doing the Race for the Cure for probably 15 so years. So I've been involved before I became a survivor. I was diagnosed in 2007 after having our first child. And then I continue to battle the disease to this day. I am stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. So I'm a survivor, yet I'm dealing with it. So sure. I became involved with Komen about 4 years ago, and then I became a board member this past year.
Okay, awesome. So what is a board member's duties with Susan G. Komen? What did you pick up as far as when you joined?
I'm still learning. I have a lot to learn yet as a board member, sure. But just kind of reaching out to people and making sure that we are doing what we can to involve the community and give knowledge to the community about what Komen does. We have 75% type of things, and then 25% goes for research.
That's awesome. And so the 25% is for research is kind of the national research. Is that the does Susan G. Komen have kind of their own research on breast cancer, or is there kind of a general cancer research with those things?
So the 25% is for the national research to help people or to help find life-saving cure.
Definitely.
I know without that research, I would probably not be living because I continue to battle research and them finding new drugs to help people deal with cancer is very, very helpful.
Sure. So as far as your diagnosis and stuff, what have you kind of gone through as far as being a survivor and continuing to battle as far, you know, what did that kind of do to you and your family as far as affecting it? And how has Susan G. Komen kind of helped you? You said you were involved prior to that, so you kind of knew what it was about. But what kind of a meaning did Susan G. Komen have after you were diagnosed versus kind of before?
It's definitely a different meaning because it's obviously more personal. They have been just very helpful in getting the word out there again about what it means to be a survivor. They have great programs for survivors. For me, I guess it just means that I know that there's hope out there, and I think when you are diagnosed, you kind of think that there is no hope. And for me, just dealing with it on a daily basis is just get out of bed and put one foot in front of the other and move forward, because that's all you can do. And you want to be there for your family. And it's hard some days. And I hope that by being given this disease, I can help other people along the way go through what I've gone through and kind of hold their hand and tell them that it's going to be okay.
Sure. Was it, and so with that, kind of what message would you have to someone that might be newly diagnosed or someone that might be just starting their journey?
I would say reach out to friends and family. If you need help, don't be afraid to ask for help. The internet is a great resource, but it's not a great resource when you've been diagnosed with a disease, because there's so many different answers out there. And everybody is different, every cancer is different, and everybody deals with it differently. So I would say don't read the internet when you're diagnosed, because it can kind of put you into a tailspin and make you think you're going to die.
Sure.
And so just one foot in front of the other. Each day is a new day, and just try and do as much as you can with your normal routine, because I think having that routine mind in your body, exercising obviously is a very good thing, whether you have cancer or not. So that is very helpful. Helps you build back muscle and get your mind in the right mindset, I guess.
Definitely. So one thing that we've encouraged all of our athletes and all of our listeners to do this season, we're concentrating on general health. And with that, making sure that you take steps and do something that is actionable, that you know, this season we can really concentrate on, whether it's going to the doctor, getting a physical, doing something, creating a healthy habit this season. That's kind of our main goal, is if our athletes can take something away and create a healthy habit that lives on throughout the year until we hit this season again next year and we can create another one. But how did you find out that, how did you get your diagnosis, and how did you kind of find out that you did ultimately have breast cancer?
Our daughter was about 8 months old, and I was nursing, and I found a lump, excuse me. And so I just went to the doctor, just my normal doctor, and they then referred me to a specialist, and that's where they had diagnosed me. That's been 11 years ago, I just had a lumpectomy, and then I went through.
Sure. So, I mean, again, you know, we've talked to a lot of people, and I think that, a takeaway from, I think, a lot of these is don't, you know, if you do have any suspicion that, you know, you have a lump or anything that's out of the ordinary, definitely don't hesitate to get into the doctor. You know, you're definitely another story about going into the doctor and saved your life and not ignoring those type of things. And I think that a lot of us, you know, get into our busy schedules and just, you know, almost make an excuse not to go do those things. So, and that's another thing that this season kind of encourages is making sure that you take those steps and doing what you need to do and make time for it here. If this is the only season you make time for it once a year with our athletes, then we want to make sure that we do that. And you also said you were on the Survivors Committee. What's that all about?
We help set up for the survivor tent at the race day. So we have a big, huge tent that's for survivors. They can go into the tent and they can get a free breakfast, some coffee and juice, get a picture taken. We usually have some games there, tables set up where they can just sit and talk with other survivors. We also do a survivor luncheon that we just had this past weekend, where we had over 80 survivors come. We had a free meal that was donated from Big Al's Barbecue. We had it at the Ramada down by the airport, and they donated the space for us.
Awesome.
It was just a great day. We had a honorary speaker who was our honorary person this year, and so she'll be leading the race. And then we just had lunch and some prizes. So it was a great day just to celebrate being a survivor.
Awesome. And so when you... I'm sure that does that group and did that group kind of help you as you were along on your journey, just to kind of get around a lot of the people that are going through a lot of the same stuff?
Yes, I did not get super involved in it at first. I think when you're diagnosed, you're just kind of overwhelmed and you don't know what to do or where to turn to. And so getting involved, I think, helps because you can lean on those other people that are going through the same thing you are. And you know that you have someone in your corner that you can just turn to and ask questions, because even though you have, you know, a family member or your husband or your spouse, you know, they are there for you, but they don't really know what you're going through. So talking to those other survivors, I think, is very, very helpful.
And definitely. Because there's got to be a ton of emotion that comes with,
yes,
with all of that. And being able to talk to someone in this similar situation has got to be a huge lifesaver in that scenario as well. So,
yes.
Yep. So that's awesome. With the, so is there anything else that they provide? So you're on the board, the Survivors Committee, the race coming up. Is there anything else that they kind of, what other things do they have that can either help survivors or can anybody else get involved in if they're looking for an opportunity to get involved with Susan G. Komen?
Definitely. We are always looking for volunteers, especially to help with the Race for the Cure, because it takes a village to get it going and all the things that are involved. And so if you ever want to get involved with Komen, you can always contact. Our office is actually in West Des Moines, just off of 22nd. You can always stop in there, ask questions, get on our website. And we definitely would love new volunteers to jump in and help out. Even if you're not diagnosed, it's usually somebody that you know indirectly or directly that's been affected by this disease.
We did a really cool, and I'm sure all of you guys listened to it on the last podcast, but we did with the Pink Out training session, we did a dedication. And so we had like 30 people do dedications through dedicated that workout to someone that they knew or someone that they've that's gone through a similar situation, you know. And so, you know, a lot of those people, I think it touches home. And I think what we've found out is there's a lot of people looking for opportunities that just don't know where to go. And so this is a great opportunity for anyone out there looking to donate their time or donate their money. You know, all of those are opportunities to help with Susan G. Komen. So any more details on, let's get into some of the details about the race coming up. What have you been, you've been spreading the word. We have the signs with, our athletes have been putting out and I've seen around town, which is awesome. It's October 27th, but what are some more of the details about the race?
Sure. You can go in, the gates per se, there's really not gates, but, all the tents and the other tents that will be there, you can go in at 7 a.m. and start getting all your freebie stuff, like, sure, toothbrushes and all those fun things. And then the race starts at 9 a.m., and that's for the runners. And then the walkers, it starts at 9:30. And we fought through it, and so I hope this year is a little bit warmer. And just come out and have a great day. And even if you're, you know, don't have someone in your family that's a survivor, come out and support maybe a coworker or a friend that's going through cancer, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah. And we have, you know, or just come and support your teammates here. You know, if you're listening and you're an athlete here at Crave Gym, you know, you're more than welcome. We will have a huge team there, all supporting different people, but then also supporting our team. So make sure that you come. We have everybody doing the run and the walk. Last year we had several athletes go as well, all bundled up. So we have the pictures of how cold it was, but hopefully the weather holds out and it's a nice day for it. So is there anything else that you would like to kind of close with as far as any information that you would like our listeners to get as far as Susan G. Komen or you personally, you know, anything that you would like to touch on to end out our time today?
Sure. I know Komen has a big, bold goal this year of reducing breast cancer deaths by 50% by 2026. So we're constantly, you know, fundraising and trying to beat that goal. So before 2026 would be great, but that's the big, bold goal this year for Komen. And so just being involved and donating your time or your money is always a great, great way to get involved and help the cause and help those that are battling this disease.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us and giving us your time here today. I know you're busy with everything that you got going on. So again, thank you, Jessica Kramer, for stopping by the Gym Closet.
Thank you, Tyler.
thank you so much, Jessica, for an excellent interview. You know, we learned a lot about Susan G. Komen and what where the funds go, and that's a huge thing with a lot of these charities is making sure, you know, all our local funds with Susan G. Komen, 75% go to
the right spots.
The right spots, you know, and so that's awesome to hear about. Again, the race is October 27th, so make sure that you are signed up or show up with our team. We have a huge team that is going to be participating, so I'm super excited about that. And let's get into some segments, and let's start.
Actually, I have a question about the race.
Yes.
Are you guys doing the run or the walk?
I'm personally doing the walk.
Because you have
doing the walk
and a baby
as well.
You're doing the walk?
Because my grandma's walking.
Okay.
So I'll be walking with my grandma.
Okay. But we do have several that are doing the run.
Doing the run. Okay, good. All right.
So do the run and then the walk.
Okay. Yeah, do the run, because there's been people asking that weren't sure about the run because they didn't know if other people were.
Right. That's why I'm asking. Everybody have asked.
I think everyone's everyone's
decided
to do it.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to do the run.
All right, Jordan's in for the run, which is awesome. So that starts
I have Dan
at 9 a.m.
Yeah. too.
Right.
Dan was on the edge.
That starts at 9 a.m. and then the walk is at 9:30. So we will celebrate you guys finishing.
I don't know if I can do both. I might not be done yet. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. for bad radio, I just gave him the stink eye.
The stink eye.
But yes, so then we will celebrate the finishers of the run and get into the walk at 9:30. So now we're going to get into foodie.
Okay.
Which, so
you guys
explain the foodie.
You guys give your argument, and then I'm going to make it all wrong and give you mine.
All right, so we fucked it up.
I don't think we did. I think this
is actually very
interesting.
Hey, listen. You said give the argument, and then you interrupt me.
Final.
You're right. I'm sorry.
All right. So we fucked it up, and what we needed to do, we have three of us. Obviously, people are voting different on each three. So what we needed to do is we needed to converse each round.
Yep.
Because we have an accumulative, so then we have the winner, right? So the second round should not have been placed until we have the winners of our three.
But what
because
about
what happened
voted multiple times?
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
So what we need to do is we needed to have mine was 1-2 and 2-1.
Yeah.
Yours in the first round was 1-2 and 1-1. Zach's was 1-2 and 2-1. So who won overall? 2.
Okay.
That's what we needed to do. That way, 2 moves on, and we move into it. Because I don't think your Whataburger would have made it past the first round. Because I think Whataburger lost in my first round, and I think Whataburger lost in your first round.
It did not lose in your first round.
No, but...
And it did not lose in your first round.
Did it lose in
your
second round?
Yeah.
Okay. Second round.
Okay.
But
then maybe
guys.
It was my second round.
Yeah. And it would have been the second
Got
round.
Got smoked.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Like 95%.
Because
I was celebrating.
Annihilated.
Because I was celebrating.
But the thing is,
you
we were thinking about it. And
have
dude,
a bunch of followers.
I had
never
buddies.
Had it.
I had buddies that asked me about that vote, and were like, "I don't even know what Whataburger is."
And here's my.
And
argument.
So that's the thing is, so a lot of people around here wouldn't have even voted because
everybody
don't know.
Knows what the rest of them were. Right. So 7 of the things we put up, everybody knew. Only Texas people knew what Whataburger was, and when people knew what Whataburger was, it smoked everybody. It blew through that bracket. People that have been to Whataburger unanimously chose Whataburger. I think I had like 3 people from Texas not choose
Whataburger. I also have to give you shit because...
For what?
Because
and that's
just
not
in
even...
a general beginning of
yep.
our bracket with the 8 first-rounders...
Yep, yep, yep.
We missed Bebops.
Dude, a lot of people
know,
were upset about that.
A lot of people
yeah.
were upset,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
we fucked it up.
And I told them that. I said, yeah, we just
yeah,
fucking
we messed
forgot.
Up.
Yeah.
That's that our bad. But yeah. Guess what? If you're listening to this and you have a problem with that vote, guess what? You could have reached out to any of our social medias and told us that after listening to the podcast.
After listening to the podcast,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
I had
a true statement.
Message,
I had a couple.
Because
I had,
we announced
somebody
the top
was messaging
eight, right?
me on.
Didn't we announce the top 8?
Not, no.
Not yet?
No.
No.
I think we did, but it'll be coming out later this week.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but somebody, I don't know. Our bad. Whoops.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
So this is basically how we run things here at the Gym Closet. So I don't know why anybody would be surprised, but this is what we do, and we fucked it up, and we're going to change that. And when the next foodie that we have... with
which is
our
nutrition bars.
Protein bars will be a little more organized.
Well, and let's listen right now. Because I actually don't know.
Because this is, so this is going out...
Next week.
Nope, today.
This is going out today? What about the one with Glenn?
That'll go out next week.
Okay. Let's do it.
Right? Is that what we said?
Wow.
What? Yes.
The burgers are going to be confusing.
What?
This is going out this week, right?
Yeah. That, so I mean, that makes sense. And it makes sense. Yeah.
Or did, we were going to do it next...
Last week's will be this week. And the results from the burger come this week. And this going into this following week...
He's saying he wants to do this one this week. So this one will be...
We'll be doing the protein bars from Wednesday to or Tuesday to Tuesday this week. Should be protein bars, right?
And now we're in this time warp again.
No,
okay.
No. See, I think
today
the time warp.
Today we're doing this
release
week,
this one today, or this one this week.
No, I think we do. Let's do
Glenn's.
Let's
this
do
week.
Glenn
this week.
Okay,
this week. But we're talking about this next
about
week.
This. Yeah, yeah.
Look, the burgers are gone.
This
people
one,
that know
yeah,
that the burgers
this podcast
won, that happened.
Is next week because the interview with Susan G. Komen, the race is Saturday, so we want to do
makes
it
sense.
Pairing
yeah,
right
okay.
then.
Yeah.
So Glenn's.
So for
this
you
week.
Guys that are listening to this,
so
we released Glenn's interview last week.
Yes.
We are recording this
a
week in advance.
10-16.
And we are in this time warp of a
the burgers
mind
are all
fuck.
Gone. It's messed up.
Yeah.
So to fix this, we're going to talk about the protein bars, and then we're going to release the results. We're going to release this podcast roughly on Monday or Tuesday of next week. We will do the first
next
round
week. Yes.
on Wednesday, one day
well,
after
the
podcast the is
winners.
Released.
Do you have the Crave Gym podcast page votes and your final votes?
I did not check the I didn't check the...
Yeah.
Never mind.
See,
if you would have had that, we would have had 2 out of 3, and we could have narrowed it
so
down.
What would have sucked, or what...
But we only have 2 and 2 now.
I got the results. That
I'm gonna
I wanted
blame
and
most
I'm
of
sure
this.
Right.
Like, exactly. I'm gonna blame most of this on Jordan because he said
hey,
he got the result he wanted, and then he was like,
Hold on. There's two ways to look
really?
At it.
What else matters?
One, yes, you could blame it on me, or two,
yes, we could blame it on you.
I did exactly what I wanted to, so I'm pretty happy about it.
I guess I'm saying them pretty quick after the votes.
Blame
too.
Me if you want.
I bet a couple votes went through. We saw Whataburger was like, done with that.
We'll go right on to the next round.
one vote.
And a time.
I voted on my own, and Whataburger won 100% with one vote. And
every
it was
time.
My
that's
own.
What I should every have time. Done, dude. Boom. 100%. Boom. Wow. What a fucking move. Anyway, so we're gonna list off the 8 protein bars that we're gonna do next week, right now.
Yes. Okay.
What are they?
So,
I hope you guys have a better idea of this than I do. Quest,
obviously. Quest.
Are you in flavors
one.
With it?
One.
No.
No. We're
I
just.
Thought you were.
No, we're gonna find the best protein bar total
and then do flavors of the best.
And then do the best flavors of that protein bar.
Okay.
Quest.
So,
that's two.
One.
So this week we're gonna be releasing. So Monday we will be starting this vote. Quest. Is one. One
is
two.
Oh, no.
Woo! Let's see. I just had a Met RX.
Okay.
Bar. So that is...
Let me do the RX bar.
Three. The RX bar.
What's the FitJoy?
Is four. FitJoy.
You can do the...
What's the one that has Crunch written big on it?
That's what I'm thinking about. Fit Crunch bar.
Fit Crunch?
That one's good.
And we might have to find, just so people know, we might have to find like 2 pictures.
Yep.
We need 2 more.
Gatorade has a protein bar.
Oh, yeah. Power bars.
And
Gatorade bars.
Boom. That's 8.
Power bars. Oh, like the one that says Power Bar.
It says Power Bar.
Yeah.
It's like Power
yeah,
Aids.
Yeah, yeah.
Power Bar, yeah.
And then Gatorade.
One,
what's
two,
Gatorade?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's Gatorade Bar.
What? Yeah, I think it is just Gatorade Bar.
Really?
All right.
Do people
so there
those?
Are the, there
wait,
are the 8.
Normally?
Read them off one more time,
not
Tyler,
a more,
for the rest
a more,
listeners.
I feel like there's a more popular one.
Okay, I'll do it. Quest,
is it
1, Met RX, RX Bar.
We can't like cookies or anything?
Fit Joy. Fit Crunch. Power Bar, Gatorade Bar.
I don't like the Gatorade Bar.
I
don't know why.
Watch.
I don't know why.
You've seen the protein Gatorade Bar.
Yeah, I've seen them. I just
so if
I
you've
feel
seen
like
them,
I've seen them in the grocery store. I don't think I've ever seen a person eating a Gatorade protein bar.
There's like only so many in the grocery store. And if that's one that you remember in the grocery store, then it's one that somebody buys. They wouldn't put it in the grocery store.
Well, I know. I mean, they're right by the Gatorade.
Zach Downs.
They're right by the gummies, too. They have their gummies.
Yeah. Most of the time, they're right by all of the other protein bars. Like, in Hy-Vee,
there's
an entire aisle.
I feel like there's a better one, though. I don't know.
Oh, Oh, we got RX. The RX bar is the no BS bar, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just had one of those today, too.
I started I went off ham with the two on bars I knew today. And then left it alone.
I'm going to look up more protein bars.
All right.
During this.
All right. So those are going to be our power bars. We're going to start voting today, which is Monday.
The day after. I'm going to give everybody a chance to give, do the podcast.
So then we're going to talk. So Tuesday, the 23rd, is when this vote will start.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, the 23rd.
And then we'll start a group message where we can figure out the results of everybody.
Yes.
Because I feel less strongly about this, so I won't cheat.
I might.
Admittedly.
I feel pretty strong about this one. I'm just kidding. This I have, like, on, three that Zach. I just can't have, like, a three are just the best. Like, I have three brands out of that list that are, I mean, better win over everything. So,
well, we'll find out.
And they're pretty, like, not one's not better than the other to me.
We'll find out.
The other thing about my vote was the In-N-Out, everybody's had. And Whataburger still crushed it.
I've never had In-N-Out.
Well, it's Dunkin' Balls.
I haven't either.
Don't. You guys are lucky. It's terrible.
It's not good?
It's not. Anyway, segments.
All right. Well, that was our foodie segment.
That was our foodie segment.
So let's get into, we got a Today I Learned two with, oh, we got two of them two today. Of them. Yes.
I couldn't pick between these two.
Awesome. Were they better be that good.
Where do you find these?
On Reddit. It's a sub. Not, yeah, it's a subreddit that I follow.
Oh,
he comes up with them and he does his research.
I regularly, yeah, it's not something that I see.
Does he just search random ass facts?
Walt Disney bought his parents a house and asked his studio to fix the furnace there. His guys botched the job, causing the furnace to leak, resulting in his mother's death.
Damn,
that's fucking depressing, dude.
Yikes! Yeah,
I don't even know how they know that. Like, how did they figure that out? Like, oh. It was their fault.
Because they probably just said, true. Oh, she died? How did she die? The furnace leaked gas, and who was the last one to repair the furnace? Your These company guys. Did? Oh, wow. Good job.
Here's a less depressing one, just really interesting. Awesome. Charles Schulz also always disliked the title of Peanuts, which was given to his comic strip by the Syndicate. In a 1987 interview, Schulz said of it, "It's totally ridiculous, has no meaning, is simply confusing, and has no dignity, and I think my humor has dignity." So, like Charlie Brown, he hated that it was called Peanuts.
Oh, why? So it was given that name, but why? Do we know?
Nope.
No.
Says it has no meaning.
You know what we need to do with this? You need to either be fat. It's in a different podcast as Fact or Fiction. But if you change a couple things, then we have to guess if it's true or not.
Yeah, I could do that.
But how do we know if it's fact or not?
Huh? So I'll just go off of a Today I Learned and then change details. Either change them or read it as is. Because some of these are ridiculous.
I like yeah, yeah. I like
There's
that.
There's no so way you would have known. Like Ric Flair was false. A stolen baby.
That'll be our Today I Learned, and we'll subcategory true or false that.
And that'll be easy, because I have to, like, sometimes it's hard to choose these.
Right.
Damn, that's really interesting.
Do you fact check these, by the way?
Huh? Never.
Never. So we don't know.
That is up to the listener. But here's the deal. So I would just click on the page. They link the page on what I do. So let me show you what I mean. And people at home, you obviously can't see this. But, like, it has the page that I would then click into and go through. Like the stolen baby one with Ric Flair, I fact checked that because I was like, no fucking way.
Right.
Oh, what? I just took that for its word.
Some guy could have just typed that on Reddit.
People making in Egypt, that up. Circle jerking seems super realistic. That I didn't even think twice about that one. There have been a couple where I'm like, that may not be true, like the Disney thing.
Yeah. Oh,
but that one, I was like, oh, come on, of course they did that.
I love it. All right, so let's get into couch potato next. Mm-hmm. So we got Zach's got some new couch potato items for all the listeners out there to check out on Netflix.
I actually just started it, on Netflix. I just started it last night or two nights ago, but I'm only on first couple episodes. But The 100, have you heard of that?
I have not.
Have you heard of that? So basically it's about a nuclear war happened on Earth and made it so you couldn't live there anymore. It was just everybody.
Is this where they send the kids to Mars?
Send them back to Earth.
Okay.
So they're basically 100 years later, everyone's living in the International Space Station that's become one from, like, you know, all these satellites and ships that people were using, connected all to one big ship and made basically the rest of people on Earth living there because they couldn't live on Earth because of the radiation and everything. And so there's prisoners on the ship, and they have a really big issue with what's the word looking for? Population, you know,
overpopulation.
Overpopulation. Yeah. So they have to. I mean, you do one thing wrong, and you get the death penalty.
Murder.
People have a limit of how many kids they can have. If you have, you know, another kid, then they're, you know,
thrown in the street.
Yep. And so,
or just let go into space.
They needed
slowly. What's that?
They don't have streets.
They needed to lower the population really fast because, I mean, it was growing so fast, and there was, so basically they took prisoners and sent 100 kids that were prisoners down onto Earth to see if it was, the environment
habitable
was
again.
Yeah, habitable again. And so that's what it's about. And cool. I'm on the second episode, and yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty
decent.
I don't
want to burst your bubble, but I heard that show was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
My buddy was halfway through, and he said it's awesome.
Cole watched it and said that, like, just it doesn't make a lot of sense. The acting's terrible, and he got about a season in and was like, I can't keep watching this. And Cole will watch anything. That guy watches dog shit.
See, I was just trying to find one of those show that can...
Shout out to Cole. What's up, man?
I was trying to find a show that can, like, that I'm like... You know, he's excited to watch. I'm like, damn, I want to go watch this really bad.
He was like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Yeah, see,
I really want to watch
it. The first episode, the concept.
And that's why
awesome.
He wouldn't let go of it. And then, like, the more he watched, he was like, ah.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how it is. Yeah. I mean, do you have any shows that I would make me...
See, I'm kind of pumped because all of my
shows... Oh, I do kind of have one. I watched the LeBron James student-athlete documentary. It's really good.
See, that's just a documentary, though. I just watched that and it's done.
But it's good.
I need, like,
you need binge worthy.
I need binge. I need something to binge.
Was that pretty good?
It was. It you know, it goes into, like, how fucked up, basically, the system of farming athletes is and
right.
how much money they make and how screwed over a lot of them get. And, like, one of the kids... And I won't talk about any of the things that happened from Baylor, where he was a walk-on and was having a tremendously successful season in his sophomore year. And he... But, like, he was, like, homeless. Like, he didn't have anywhere to live. He was just going to Baylor...
That's crazy.
He didn't have enough money to stay in a place. So some guy's grandpa found out about this, like a kid. He was like, we got to get this kid a fucking house or like a place to live. So we bought him an apartment, like $1,000 a month.
That's
an
illegal.
Apartment and then food.
That's
and
illegal.
The NCAA found out about it. And he is totally ineligible forever. They have given him the death penalty.
That's crazy.
And now
it's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's nuts. It's fucking nuts.
That
but
sucks.
It's good, man. It really does a good job of showing... the other side of things. And,
So I'm on, like, so I have all my cable television too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I watching right now?
Blackish.
Finishing
no.
Dexter.
What's that one with Tim Allen?
I'm almost done with Blackish.
Last
no,
man,
not Blackish.
Last man
no,
on
Dexter.
No, Last Man on Standing.
Last Man Standing. That's a good one. Better Call Saul is in a good spot with new episodes. Modern Family has started its new episodes.
I thought this was
The
this
Walking
the last
Dead.
Season?
I don't
Modern
know.
Family?
It might be.
I think it is.
I don't know. Did they announce that it is? Walking Dead is on its
still
last.
They make The Last Man on Earth.
The Walking Dead.
I've liked it, ish. I've gotten out of it because it's kind of a repeat in my mind.
Yeah, it.
But
it's like, let's take the most interesting idea on the world and make it a soap opera.
This is
and
the
answer
now.
No questions. We don't know where the governments are. We don't know how it started. We don't know if other people are surviving in different countries. We don't know where the people
do know.
On, like... But from different countries? You know how China's doing?
Oh, no. You
know how the government's doing?
But how would you know?
That's what we gotta know!
How?
In an apocalyptic world, if you're gonna base a 7-series-long episodes that are an hour apiece, you gotta answer some of these questions, man.
How would they ever find out?
Run into somebody. How would a zombie apocalypse happen? We don't fucking know. It happened.
You do know.
That's the writer's job. Tell me about
it. You do know. They went to the CBC.
How did it happen?
The CDC?
CDC.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
Yeah. They went there and they found the answer there.
But what was it?
I don't remember now.
We don't know.
That was
they
in
didn't
the second,
tell us.
They did.
No.
In the second season,
I'm telling
told
you, they did not tell us. They went to the CDC and found no answers. That's what they found.
No, they found the disease
no, they didn't.
That...
No,
caused it, and the guy died.
That, no.
And you don't remember that part?
They may have found patient zero, but they do not know how it was released or where it came from. They do not know that answer. If they did, why did they find that whack job that was big into the military with the big handlebar mustache who was like, I know exactly how it happened. You have to protect me. And they were like,
right,
oh, we got to protect him because he knows. Can you tell us? He's like, I can't tell you because then you won't protect me. That wouldn't have made sense. None of that would have happened if they knew the answer.
Right. And then... But they knew, they didn't know how that happened,
so
but they knew what the problem was.
They knew
they found
what
out
patient
what
zero
problem.
Was, right,
yeah.
But that gives you no answers.
Right,
that's
how,
easy.
Okay, so
that was
I like...
And that was in season two, and then they didn't expand on that.
But this is the thing I do like about it.
Shane's fucking my wife who has a baby who, I'm fucking Michonne now. And
think about all this, though. He's
fucking this guy. Who cares?
Think about this, though. In that situation, that's all you would
no.
have in your life.
They had it. It was such a good show.
It was.
They had everything. They had the budget. They had everything actually, to give us crazy stuff.
If you go back to season one, it was garbage.
And they just...
They had no... The first season, they had absolutely
and that's when it
no
was the
budget.
Best. And that's when it was right. the best.
Yeah,
because they had to write a story.
Yep. But anyway...
This Sorry season, to get that fired up.
Yeah, wow. That, yeah.
I feel strongly
about
it.
I pressed the button with Jordan.
Could have been one of the greatest season, shows of all time.
This season, though, has been... Terrible
yep.
and slow
yep.
and just awful. So, yep. So we'll have to not watch the rest of that. And then right. Modern Family, Walking Dead. What are my other ones? I got Better Call Saul, which I haven't watched it yet, but there is a new show after Better Call Saul that seemed pretty good. So do some research on that.
The time, the show that comes on after
yes,
Better Call Saul.
Yes.
I thought for a second I was like,
did
yeah.
You ever watch? Did you ever watch The Last Man on Earth?
Yeah,
Will Forte.
Is that? Did they still make that?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, that's going to be new.
Kind of fell off.
The Last Man on Earth plus seven other people.
Yeah,
that's one. Yeah,
is it? Is that any good? I didn't think it was
pretty.
Gonna
it's,
be funny.
It's pretty funny.
I watched the first season where he was alone until he met that one girl, and then a couple people joined, and that's when last time I saw. Yeah.
It's super corny, but that's who he is.
It's pretty funny.
You know,
the dude who plays.
What's the his brother was an astronaut. In it.
In the show.
Have you gotten that far?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, you haven't watched it? In the show. But his brother, I can't remember who it is an actor. He's in, what's it called? Game Night? Who's the lead guy in Game Night?
John Hamm?
Oh my gosh. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Isn't that
drive me nuts. The same guy who plays in Ozarks?
Jason Bateman.
No, not Jason Bateman.
Oh, no?
That's Ozarks.
No.
He's the main guy in Game Night.
Oh,
the guy that plays
Stu
from...
You're talking about. Oh,
and
I
Andy
have no
from
clue
The Office.
What his name is?
No, gosh, this is terrible radio, but I'm gonna edit it out anyway because we gotta find this guy's name.
Is he married to?
Oh no,
Olivia
shoot.
Munn. No,
Game Night is Bateman. That's not who.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I was like, what?
All right, Last Man Standing cast.
Last Man on Earth.
Oh yeah, shit. What's Last Man Standing?
I don't know.
With Tim Allen.
Oh yeah, there we go.
My computer connected to the internet back here. I could search it,
but it doesn't. Only
you had a... Oh, yeah. Fred Armisen, isn't it? For a brief time. That's always funny. But where is the brother?
Yeah, from Portlandia.
Portlandia?
It's pretty
That's
funny.
Fred
dude.
Armisen.
The first season, he's like by himself. He's just living alone.
Hilarious.
And he thinks he's alone. Yeah. He'll set up like all these volleyballs with like wigs in the bar, and he'll go to the bar and like get fucked up, just trash. And he'll be talking to all the people in the bar and just acting like he's like not alone. And he's just going crazy. But it just takes day to day. In the first, like, month, he just finds out he's alone. He just gets, you know, billion-dollar cars and just destroys them. And just, I mean, does whatever he wants.
That would be fun.
It's like, that would be pretty cool.
I thought it looked like a show, like, if Bill Hader got his own show. He was really funny on SNL, but I'll probably never watch anything he does. That's, like, that was my thinking with Will Forte. I'd laugh when he's on SNL, but, like, he's MacGruber.
Any of these names pop up to you? There's no face, because internet back here, but...
Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis, yes, thank you. God, I couldn't
think of his name. That's the one that I was trying to remember. He married the one girl. They played 13 in House. I can't remember her name.
We could go on like this all day long, yeah. But, yes, Sudeikis, he is hilarious.
Fuck, I gotta know who his wife is.
All right, well, I think that brings us to the end of the Couch Potato. Any other segments here today? Huge thanks, again... to Jessica Kramer. Awesome interview. Thanks for stopping in today. And again, the race is coming up this week. It's on the 27th. So make sure that you get signed up or show up that morning. And the festivities all start at 7 a.m. That's when everything opens. So make sure that you are there. As always, I'm here with @Jordan.Hildreth and @ZachDowns1. I am @TRCraveStrong, Crave with a K. Don't forget, please go on and subscribe, review, and rate the podcast on either Stitcher or iTunes, and go ahead and follow our social media at The Gym Closet or at Crave Gym. Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Talk to you later.